This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, July 17th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The New York Times has reported that the Mexican government used sophisticated surveillance technology to spy on an independent investigation into the disappearance of 43 student teachers in 2014. The investigation was conducted by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. Representatives of the commission told the Times that investigators were harassed by the Mexican government right from the start. Now, there is evidence that very expensive technology, which only governments can purchase, was used to spy on the commission's work. The spying intensified after the government reported that local police and drug gangs had killed the student teachers and burned their bodies. Investigators for the commission could find no evidence of a fire big enough to burn 43 bodies. One of the organizations which has been pushing to find out the truth about the disappearance of the student teachers is the American Federation of Teachers. The AFT represents 1.6 million teachers and other workers. It wants the United Nations Human Rights Council to find out what happened to the student teachers. I talked to AFT President Randy Weingarten about the situation just after the AFT called on the UN to investigate.
43 teachers in training, Mexican teachers in training, disappeared under very mysterious circumstances. And despite people from all across the world, including Mexican teachers, asking the government to take an investigation seriously and find these teachers in training, people who wanted to make a difference in the lives of children, not only was the government silent, but there's some evidence that suggests that they were complicit. And so now a group of trade unionists from Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, El Salvador, and ourselves are asking the UN Human Rights Council to find these teachers or find out what happened. There is a grave injustice that has been done, a human rights violation, a moral violation, and that's why we have all collectively in solidarity taken this action.
What do you want the UN Human Rights Council to do?
We expect the UN Human Rights Council to take this seriously and to put pressure on the Mexican government to do not only a proper investigation, but also find, if possible, find out if these kids are still alive, and if not, what happened to them. This is about the eyes of the world trying to shine a spotlight on this grave injustice.
I also talked to Luis Malfero, the president of the Texas branch of the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers. I asked him how the AFT has been working with other labor bodies and unions to find out what happened to the 43 student teachers.
The AFT filed this complaint, as you know, with other teacher unions from around the world. And now Education International, which is our global union federation, an organization that represents over 32 million teachers, educators from around the world. We've filed this with the UN Rights Council, and we're asking them to put pressure on Mexico to continue to investigate what happened there.
Can unions and their members help in the efforts to discover the truth about the missing student teachers?
Absolutely. We think that this case represents an egregious violation of human rights. And we know that unions for decades have banded together, including on international issues, to support one another. There is a clear sense of union solidarity around pushing back against corruption, especially corruption coming out of governments that are either undemocratic or that are just completely non-responsive to their people. And unions and civil society organizations represent an important front line in making sure we hold government accountable. This is something that our trade union movement has to speak out against, has to raise its voice.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.